Hi guys, welcome to another episode on the Gist with Naya podcast. My name is Naya and I'm the host of this amazing podcast. Anyways guys, today I have guests with me and we're going to be playing a game today. So you guys are going to have fun today. But before then, let me introduce my guest to you. Hi Sarah.
Hi guys.
Anyways, I have Tommy Singh with me as well. Tommy Singh, are you shy?
I'm not shy.
Come, talk to me. Are you shy?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, he's the only guy amongst beautiful ladies. So, you know, what? There's somebody here. She's looking like she wants to flog all of us. So, all the props. Anyways, I have Miss Sumptuous Baby. Oh.
Hi.
Okay, guys. So, like I said, we're going to be playing a game today on the Gist with Naya podcast. But before then, if this is your first time listening to the Gist with Naya podcast, you're welcome. And I hope you find every episode intriguing. And also, if you're an ardent listener of the Gist with Naya podcast, thank you so much for what you do. I see what you guys do. Thank you for the numbers. Thank you for your comments, for reposting. It's been amazing. Okay, guys, are you guys ready to play this game?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You're not ginger. What's the problem?
We are ready.
That's for some people. Some shots. I know they hear your voice.
We are ready.
Okay, guys. So today we're going to be playing this game called Would You Rather? And then there are other games. So are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
All right, so my first question is this. Would you rather give up social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life? Social media or you eat... What's your favorite food?
Rice.
So would you rather give up social media... Or you eat rice.
I eat rice.
So you would rather eat rice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how much you love rice. Okay, Sarah, how about you?
I'm going to eat the same food for dinner.
So
yes.
How about you?
Yeah, same thing. I'll eat the same food because
you cannot give up social media.
No.
Social media.
Why?
My favorite food can be one delicious delicacy for all we know, and I can choose to eat that every day of my life. I can even have it morning, afternoon, and night, so it's not too much of a big deal, trust me.
Okay.
Yes, because and again, social media is something that you have to be connected to the world. Food.
That's where we can link up with.
Food. You eat food, that is, and again, it's a favorite food. Oh.
Sometimes if you might even be on social media, you forget dinner.
My
Tommy so is that it for
period.
You?
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
We didn't come to this world to just come and eat and all that.
So you can't live by bread alone.
Yes,
like she said, you can actually be on social media. Not if you know what you're actually doing on it. There are thousands of opportunities abound on that aspect of life.
Imagine you not living social media for food.
Stop you from meeting people.
There's a lot of motivational speeches on this thing. Okay. Let me move to my second question. Would you rather be a monkey or a goat?
Be a monkey. I will hop from one tree to the other. I'll be a monkey.
Monkey.
You wouldn't like goats. What's the problem? Would you rather be a monkey or a goat?
I prefer monkey.
Monkey?
Why would you want to be a monkey? It's ugly.
Let me tell you, apart from monkey, but yeah, I know, but you know, monkey eats banana. And banana is very, very good. But goats, anything.
Goats!
Anything. Just
people.
And they're stubborn. Yes. And I don't want to be
so stubborn. So, Tommy, you'd rather be a monkey?
Yes, because they are smart.
Wow.
Actually,
why is everybody trying to be smart on this table? Excuse me. But a goat is chill, though.
Goats. Sorry, Opis, can we ask the host question? Which one would you rather be? Tell us.
I think I'd rather be a monkey.
No, you go like
let me be swinging. Okay, so the next question is, would you rather go blind or deaf?
Word.
Yeah, Tell me.
I'll choose the deaf one.
Why do you want to be? You don't want to hear when I'm speaking.
Yeah, I think if you are seeing and you are deaf, it's much easier to communicate with people around you than you going blind and all that.
I don't like the fact that you guys are trying to be smart, no, too smart on just, this table.
But that's more
that's what see. I just think that's like.
Him, so would you rather be?
No.
You rather
be deaf. See, he blends on a whole different like, level.
Just
different
imagine you closing your eyes for like 2 hours.
Mm. Ah, no.
So you'd rather be deaf?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, the next question is, would you rather wake up in your underwear at work or wake up naked in the market?
I wake up... The question on the boot. Okay, wait, I have my time. I would rather wake up in my underwear in the office.
With people in the
with
office.
With people, a limited number of people now. Now my guy's the office. Oh,
exactly. Who are you guys?
My guy is the office now.
You will wake up naked. Yes. No. You wear your underwear.
Yes.
Because you're a guy.
No, she.
No. Like she said, it's that guys are in the office. Her colleagues are not that.
I can't control the. I can, apart from that, if I can even control how the picture will get out or anything, I can control the number of people that I will cast in front of them. You go, let's go try that one for markets. Mm-hmm. Your casting is on another level.
You come on to. You just so madness. They put you in
naked.
Okay, guys, so would you rather be a gay or lesbian? Thomason, I want to hear from you first.
Okay, can I?
Would you rather be gay or lesbian?
I'd rather be a gay. And why I say that is because I've had some friends, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, we're no more friends and all that. Like, there are three of them are gays.
Okay.
I'm still on talking terms.
Were you their partner?
No.
This one you are saying you were friends with them.
Yes. Whenever we go out together, the way they behave and all that. But I was not against them. I felt it's their life.
So you'd rather be gay?
I'd rather be gay.
Mm. How about you, Sarah?
So Moody's question is tricky. In as much, I think I would... Wait.
Guy, I cannot literally I'm sorry, but I can't imagine myself.
Wait, we boogie guys are so hot.
Excuse me. The Lord is in.
No.
My sister, would you rather be gay or a lesbian?
No, I think. No. Oh, wait. I'll choose lesbian.
Lesbian?
I would choose lesbian, but. You guys, you can't still. Key guys are hot. Have you seen them? Jesus.
We need to sanctify your mind. Let's move to the next question, please. So the next question says, would you rather marry an ugly man or woman, an ugly but rich man or woman, or marry a handsome or beautiful but poor woman or man?
Okay. Because of me, the kind of person I am, I like if I'm with somebody, I'm always proud to take person everywhere, any day, any time. I like the front. My people, so I will have the money on behalf of two of us. May just fine. I will have the money on behalf of both of us.
I'm also on another dimension. I never heard this one before. Okay, tell me something.
I'll get money on our behalf.
Okay, on my own part.
No, you are somebody's peck. You are a speckle speck. So
okay, like she said, I'm kind of this kind of a private person. I don't really like showing off people around me and all that.
Okay.
So. If I'm going for the rich person and ugly, might sound as if you're actually going for the money and all that.
Mm. But it will suit your kind of
no, because you're a private
you don't really
person.
Need
you don't really
person.
You
know? No, but I have wonderful people in my family. They'll be giving you some tunes.
Some constant reminders.
Yeah,
okay.
So I rather go with a beautiful person.
So everybody
makes money.
Yes.
Before now, everybody now does not like money.
No, you don't understand. We like money. They will say I'll have money on our behalf.
Okay, yeah.
I will have money.
Mommy, what's it?
You know, yeah, actually like fine guys though.
Nobody wants money. Yeah, I want money. That's too so
hello? You want money? No. So you want
the Lord will fight for me.
Amen.
Okay, so the next one is, would you rather drink raw egg or jump into an ice water pool?
Jesus, yoko egg.
Thomas, go on.
One of the things I do like every weekend. So okay. I don't do this in front of my family members again. They feel irritated. I take raw egg and all that.
Oh, so you will, yeah, okay. So you'd rather go for that.
Yes.
Okay, so how about you, Sanchez?
I don't like cooking. Please want to come with the money.
Exactly,
so I think raw egg, I'll prefer raw egg. I can even set to mix it with milk, you know.
Okay, so how about you, Sarah?
Me, I think if not the ice water, you die of cold. Therefore, jump inside that egg. Jesus, I can't imagine how it's going to taste.
But I feel like it's not bad. It's actually really nice.
But you know that I had that this egg, yes, for the boys. Like I used to have a teacher back then. She used to drink. She said she drinks every morning.
Yeah, even with milk.
How does it go down?
It's sweet.
Why you want to drink it? You want the cup like this.
Yeah, I wish.
You know what happened in real life? Let me just egg. I don't want to die. Cold water is killing me. I don't close the eyes.
Again. 3 years ago, ice water bath and all that.
Yeah.
So my nephew, he did it.
I rush him to the hospital. Pneumonia is Jesus.
So
let me drink.
The is,
let me drink egg. I will drink egg.
Okay, so everybody will drink egg. All right. Yeah. People don't like, you're not brave. You're not brave. So that means people like you now, you guys didn't go to boarding school, right?
I went to boarding school.
So you never had your bath with cold water?
No, cold water and ice water are different. Let's be specific. Ice water.
Okay. That's no problem.
Boarding school.
Now we have a choice.
Okay, so this particular one, we're going to be playing tongue twisters. So, pick a number. 1, 2, 3. Which one?
Who is going first?
Pick a number.
Sam, so sure speak.
Go on.
2.
3.
Okay, so that means, Sarah, you have 1.
Does not mean that before that number one, does not mean you start. We start with the person that picked first.
My sister.
Oh,
okay. Some chance.
I'm 2. I actually, if I know, I'll pick one.
Don't you want to be deep? Pick it. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you picked 2. So you're going to have to say, she sells seashells by the seashore. She's literally writing it in her hand.
She sells what?
She sells seashells by the seashore.
By the sea
shore.
How many did she say?
How many times, please?
So 5 times, baby.
Please, because I bite my mouth, please.
She sells seashells by the seashore. Almost here, Sam.
I'm about to start.
Go ahead, my sister.
Give it to us. Okay.
Fast, because you already doing as you want to be speech.
Okay, she sells seashells by the seashore.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Please,
I tried, y'all.
You tried.
Let's give it.
Okay, you tried. We see you. So, Thomas, you are going next.
Okay.
You picked number 3. So, you're going to say snack, cracky, pop. 5 times. Snack, cracky, pop.
I for pick that one now. Snack,
cracky, pop. 5 times.
Okay. Can I start?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Snack, cracky, pop. Snack, cracky, pop. Snack, cracky, pop. Snack, cracky. Snack, cracky, pop.
Okay, don't still try it. At least you did it for like 3 times.
I don't know my number, but let me try. Oh, yeah. So, snack, cracky, pop. Okay. Snack, cracky, pop. 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 Snack, cracky, pop.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah. The pride is a lot.
Okay.
You must do your own, nice. Because you are doing it for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're going to have to say red lorry, yellow lorry 5 times.
Red, yellow, lorry.
My sister. Red, lorry.
Wait.
Yellow. Why are you writing this thing?
Red,
lorry.
Lorry.
Yellow, lorry.
Yellow, lorry.
Lorry.
Okay. Red, lorry.
Yellow, lorry. 5 times. Okay. I'll do next poll.
Okay.
Red, lorry.
Okay, wait. Relax. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
It's like not fast. It's not fast.
Wait. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red yellow. Why did you get give me that Tommy's yes. phone. That Tommy's phone is disputed.
Hey. So nobody wants it. No, Allah. Okay, the next one we're going to do, I'm going to sing a song with a word in it. So I'll give you a word, and you're going to sing a song.
Like all of us?
One, now. I'll give you one word. Okay, so the first person going. It's a lie. You want to do a joke? Okay, so let's do this. Sarah, you start first. So I'm going to give you a word.
Oh, yeah.
Your word is body. Don't if you form song.
Body.
Song that we know. Song that
baby,
we know.
Baby, your body is unnecessary.
Okay, so some such are going next. Your word is California.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Rihanna.
Yes, now I'm not going to California. Okay.
Don't form song for me.
I'm about to.
She's about to.
Are you going to help her?
Please help me.
California is the word.
You cannot.
I know there's one California girl.
You must not miss it. California. I got my pictures back in Georgia, and then I got my wife from California. I helped you. Period. Okay, so tell me, so your own word is money. Will you help me, Bawo? You don't know any song with money.
Oh yeah. Must be the English money. I can use money on that language.
Let me sing. I got money like put.
You'll be my boss.
I'm a big
okay. Okay, so we're going one more round.
Okay.
This round, we're starting first.
Me.
Okay, so Sarah is going to pick. Okay, I'm giving you up.
Up. Hey, good.
If up. You can help her, up.
Up. Up, wait,
say up. Up.
Wait. I remember what I'm saying. Don't wake me up, 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 up.
Okay,
up.
Come on.
You know what's happening?
Please. What's the up?
Up, up, Jesus.
Hello.
Okay. So the last, and then we go. Is who is on the 20 naira notes?
Ah, uncle. 20 naira.
Boy, Talama.
No, Abubakar. Can you go? Sorry.
Boy, Talama.
No, is it me, sir?
Yeah.
The former. You have 20 naira, dear?
I'm not sure.
And my guys are so big. Nobody has 20 naira. Yeah.
I think it's Abubakar.
I wish you people can be here to see elderly people are googling.
It's General Muntala. Yeah,
they are googling.
General Muntala
Muhammad. Okay, guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you. It was fun having you guys with me today. So, guys, make sure you listen to the podcast, and you can also drop your comments on social media. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at The Gist with Naya. And of course, you can drop an email to thegistwithnaya@gmail.com. And you can send an audio message to Anchor on Anchor, of course. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank
I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, thank you,
guys.
So thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.